Yes, ma'am. So we're going to give you some antibiotics to take. You're not allergic to anything. So we say you have a long cold for 10 days. I'm just assuming that you might have strep. If you had strep with strep or the mad fever or anything like that.
I have had really bad strep in the past.
Then how long? More than a year or so?
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
I would get strep about every 2 weeks.
Pardon?
I would have strep about every 2 weeks.
When?
About a year ago, and it happened for like 8 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're not sure if you had strep this time, but we're going to go ahead and treat you like you But it sounds like the flu, but you know, there's another type of, it's like a parainfluenza, it's still flu-like, but it's not type A and B. That can make you feel really bad and anything like that.
In any case, it's not like that too.
It didn't even affect the tonsils that much like hers. The main thing is you shouldn't have, you know, no great tonsillitis, great tonsillitis, chronic tonsillitis, and she didn't realize it. And it sounds like she does, okay, this is all part of this.
Yeah.
You know, and don't need to take out the tonsils unless to keep getting some frequent tonsils and all that. But taking, I think the best thing to do is taking mega doses of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
The only 500 milligram tablets, that would take.
I got them. I get two full.
That would take 5 mega doses, like 5 every day.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 7 days, okay, that'll help boost up your immune system and help you get better quicker. You take Tylenol. What's that?
I have an autoimmune facial disorder.
You have an autoimmune disorder?
Yes, sir.
What's that called?
They actually haven't figured out which one it is. They've been trying to figure it out for the past few years. All we know is I haven't had autoimmune issues.
Who says that? Texas Children's?
Yes, sir. I've been going to the cancer center since I was 4.
But mine is still they didn't make it a big deal. It's often.
The autoimmune is the essential for, but you never have to put a label on it. You take any treatment?
No, sir. Not anymore. I did whenever I was little,
though. What kind of medicine was it
again? I don't remember the name of it.
What kind of symptoms were you having back then?
Really swollen left nose, always tired, always sick.
Okay.
Couldn't hardly move, couldn't sleep, couldn't breathe. I was in the hospital more than I was at home or school.
Okay. That was for a few years,
or
how long did that?
It lasted up until I was going to the cancer center twice a week, every single week, for 6 years. And it kind of slowed down. And then we just started going back to the cancer center a couple months ago.
So you're going back again because of the symptoms?
Basically the same. Same as it was last time.
But how are they different than what you have now?
It's just a lot stronger than it was.
You what?
It's exactly the same, just a lot stronger, and it hits me a lot more. So I'm, like, never sleeping anymore because of it.
When you have your attacks, or, you know, clerics will be all immune.
Mm-hmm.
But how about what you have now compared to your symptoms when you have the autoimmune?
It's a lot, like, it was.
We don't know if it's going to be part of y'all in any point in my life, right? Just they check you for Long Island and all this
kind of stuff. I have chronic mono in my blood.
Okay, that's what they told you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I caught cat scratch fever and mono when I was little, and it made me get chronic mono.
So, when you took your head tonsillitis about a year ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to cover at least most of the showing that I'm talking about, the vitamin C, like we're talking about. And I would recommend calling them up and seeing about maybe going back down. And when are you supposed to go back? When they have to come back?
My next appointment's in 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's at the end of December.
Okay, well, if you're a lot better in a few days, then you just keep that appointment. But if you're not a lot better, you need to call them and tell them what's going on and they'll put you on and recommend that you see them as soon as possible. You know, they're busy, they're big place. And
we'll definitely bring it up if it's still happening.
Yeah,
but
they'll
be the one you tell and usually she's quiet, it's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
At least give her a little bit of throat.
What about this coffee you take when you come to that?
No, sir, I'm not.
About night, do you go to sleep?
Absolutely not.
What kind of cough medicines have you taken before?
We could have got some at the house.
Yeah.
All kind of related, not the two that, she took it on all, all kinds. She still has some left. I mean, she'll take that very much. I mean, if you don't prescribe her another one, then that's good. But I know that she don't take that much.
You had some quite a bit at home?
Yeah.
I think you just need to take it.
Yeah, like three more bottles.
Should have medium or, okay, it sounds like it does. And you can take it, one or two teaspoons every 4 hours or so. With a better breathing machine, I'll be able to use one of those. No one's ever given you that.
I have one when I'm really little, but.
You still have it? Well, they have nebulizers, so, they're like a breathing treatment, okay? We can even give her one now, see how much it helps, because you have to be cough and all stuff like that.
Is that the little aerosol thing that.
That's a handheld one. You have a machine that you.
Oh, yeah, I have
one. That's what we're going to do.
Is it like 10 o'clock? There's only people that go in there.
Yes.
Can you go on with the treatment?
All right.
You can do that. Yeah.
You're right, listen.
Yeah. But you know, you call consumption, right? It's just the achy all over and stuff like that. But when you call, kind of gets worse at night. How about the breathing treatment? Does that seem to help you cough? You were coughing a fair amount.
A little bit.
Not so much, but a little bit. Huh? All right. Think the main thing is, you know, get the shots, you don't get the shots, decide not to shot. That's not fun. I was going to give her some, like a Z-Pack, Medrol-Dose pack, and, you know, she doesn't actually have the flu. Well, she has a flu, just doesn't have type A or B. So, vitamin C, like I was telling you all about.
Sort of.
The vitamin C was...
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of that. That's, I take number one. So I got two holes.
So we want her to take like 4 or 5 of them. Well, the thing is like that. That's what you do that all right long. So if you haven't been taking your DM very much, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's about the best thing on the counter for the call, right? You know, we could take an x-ray of your chest, but her lungs don't sound real bad. I was just trying to help you with your cough and stuff like that. Sounds like she has some bronchitis. It's not like she has high fever, or, like a pneumonia or something like that. If you get worse, you can always go to Texas Tourist, right? They have an emergency room, and they'll be on top of everything.
I think
antibiotics
is going to help her throat. So I think it could help her,
that
antibiotics.
Then
we got the DM for the cough.
That's right. And
if it gets worse, we'll take her
and take her. Yeah. And the cortisone, give her some cortisone. You've taken that before up in the room, right? And maybe that'll help as well. But, resting a bit of time is what normally it takes, right? So taking like Tylenol, ibuprofen, you can do, take both of those.
Okay.
You want to take them together. You can take them together. That'll help you feel better. And you should start feeling better in a day or two, okay? And we're hoping tomorrow and Saturday. But if you're feeling worse, you should go down there. And that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right? And the only thing more that we could do that we didn't do is we could take an x-ray, but it doesn't sound like she has pneumonia. Have you ever had pneumonia? When was it? How long was that been?
A couple years ago.
Okay, but you had trouble breathing real bad and stuff like that. It doesn't sound, like pneumonia. She could have a little bit of pneumonia, but the treatment comes for that anyway.
If something ain't doing, in the next couple of days they go on, start to take it or help it, do you look at what you take her time?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the best plan.
They've had a strong antibiotic she's going to get right now. If you give her next couple of days, they start kicking in and start working.
Right. Yeah. That's what I expect. Yes, sir. All right. Well, let's go home and rest up and you should start getting better, okay?
Well, we do appreciate it, but she don't want to do that thing, does she?
Well, okay, I'm going to invite her for one of those, but that's not what I'm having now, I'm sorry. So hang on to that. I'm going to give her a machine to use at home, just like she did here. And she can use her for technology.
I have
to
like
it. Help as well.
And they give you a couple packs of beautiful
ones
with it, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to give her several.
Good one.
Off and on, but I'm going to give her about 15 to start over to supply.
Perfect. I do appreciate it.
Sir.
Yeah. Was it really? If I gave it to my aunt, you know what she would do? She would probably take every one of them off the piece of rubber, but I had a rubber band collector. Yeah, I promise you. She is. She's like 70, I think she's 72 years old, but she loves rubber bands. She collects them and she collects a little Ziploc bag. She likes that stuff.
What did you do? do with them?
Yeah.